Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Baltimore Children and Youth Fund hosts Board Light event to strengthen community engagement and support professional growth for youth-serving organizations. The Baltimore Children and Youth Fund will host its Board Light event on Thursday, October 16th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. ET at Baltimore Unity Hall. This event aims to strengthen community engagement and support professional growth for youth-serving organizations. Attendees will learn about BCYF's mission, resources, and the city's investment in youth organizations. The event includes a pre-application technical assistance session to prepare grantee applicants for BCYF's upcoming $2 million funding round. BCYF's PATA program has shown participants are five times more likely to receive a grant. President Alicia Lee highlights how public funding is transforming young lives in Baltimore, empowering grassroots organizations. Board Light and PATA sessions demonstrate BCYF's commitment to community investment, combining financial resources with technical assistance to promote equity and sustainability in Baltimore's youth ecosystem.
Recent data shows increase in fundraising at galas in 2025. Behind the numbers. Recent data from Raising Paddles shows that nonprofit galas have seen an increase in attendance by 6% and giving per attendee by 8.7% from 2022 to 2025. Despite a slight decline in revenue per attendee in 2025, total revenues at galas have increased by 14% overall. This growth can be attributed to the use of professional fundraising auctioneers and the generosity of key donors filling revenue gaps. Raising Paddles offers consulting services to help nonprofits optimize fundraising opportunities. For more information, visit www.raisingpaddles.com.
Signorama supports National Youth Development Organization, First Tee. Signorama, the world's leading sign and graphics franchise, announced its support of First Tee, a nonprofit youth development organization focused on empowering kids and teens through golf. Signorama is becoming a national impact partner, providing a grant program for over 100 First Tee chapters in the U.S. First Tee, established in 1997, combines golf with a life skills curriculum to help young people develop self-confidence and resilience. Signorama's partnership includes up to $75,000 in grants for signage needs like event signage, branding signage, and vehicle graphics. This initiative aims to bring visibility to the impactful work of First Tee chapters nationwide. For more information on First Tee, visit firsttee.org, and for Signorama, visit signorama.com.
Nonprofit community investment organization welcomes esteemed board member. CAHEC is pleased to welcome Joaquin Altoro to its board of directors. With over 30 years of experience in banking, state government, and federal leadership, Joaquin is known for advancing innovative approaches to housing finance. His career focuses on promoting equitable housing opportunities through inclusive communities. Currently, as managing director at Falcon Capital Advisors, Joaquin helps design complex housing finance transactions. Previously, he served as administrator of USDA's Rural Housing Service, responsible for a $185 billion portfolio supporting housing and community facilities. Dana Boole, president and CEO of CAHEC, praised Joaquin's expertise in housing finance and community development. CAHEC is a nonprofit organization providing affordable housing and supportive services in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions through various initiatives like low-income housing tax credits and wellness programs.
Open Compute Project Foundation and OIX announced strategic alliance. Today, the Open Compute Project Foundation, OCP, and OIX Association announce a new collaboration as alliance partners to develop a unified, co-branded open standard. This standard harmonizes the OIX2 data center standard with OCP Ready TM V2 for hyperscale requirements, focusing on metro edge facilities. The aim is to simplify implementation for data center operators facilitating massive scale interconnection between networks for hyperscale users. OIX Vice Chairman of the Board, Eli D. Scherer, expressed excitement for this new standard, aligning with OCP's goal of providing open access to operational best practices. The OCP Ready TM program, shaping data center design, now includes AI requirements. This collaboration will advance by offering a new Metro Edge data center site assessment specifically addressing hyperscale network requirements. This partnership aims to simplify and standardize data center assessments at the Metro Edge, empowering hyperscale data center operators to efficiently support interconnection needs.
Sustain SoCal's 16th annual energy event focuses on energy and perspective. Sustain SoCal's 16th annual energy event, focusing on energy and perspective, will take place on October 16, 2025, in Irvine, CA. Industry leaders will discuss challenges and opportunities in sustainability and clean tech sectors, including rising energy demand, decarbonization goals, and infrastructure requirements. Experts will also examine the current state of energy supply. To learn more, visit the InvestorWire website. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. The Center to Host Beneath the Hill Country Sky Benefit Concert featuring William Beckman in Bourne, Texas. The Center, a nonprofit in Bourne and Kendall County, is hosting the Beneath the Hill Country Sky Benefit Concert on November 1, 2025, featuring singer-songwriter William Beckman. This event aims to support programs for aging adults, offering fine dining, music, and community impact. Instead of their annual gala, the concert will raise funds for essential services like Meals on Wheels and health programs. Guests can enjoy a gourmet dinner by Don Strange Catering and participate in fundraising activities. Tickets are available to sponsors and VIP guests, with all proceeds benefiting local aging adults. For more information, visit the event website. The center is dedicated to enhancing the lives of older adults through various programs, promoting independence and community connection.
Honoring those who make all things possible, 2025 ATAP Community Service Awards and Kwanzaa Gala. The 2025 ATAP Community Service Awards and Kwanzaa Gala will honor outstanding individuals in Burlington County for their dedication to service and leadership. Honorees include Crystal Charlie, Lachia L. Bradshaw, Wilfrins Joseph, Joyce C. Payne, Chief Ian Bucks, Algernon Hall, Dr. Chikesha Ellis, Christina M. Teal, and ATAP scholar Nasia King. These leaders were selected for their commitment to positive change and empowering the next generation. Join the celebration on December 5, 2025, at the Marion in Cinnaminson, NJ. Tickets are available now for this inspiring event, honoring those who make all things possible in Burlington County. Learn more about the All Things Are Possible Foundation at www.atapfoundation.org.
Nourishing neighborhoods through the donation of more than 270,000 pounds of pantry staples and fresh produce. Whole Foods Market is making a significant impact by donating over 270,000 pounds of pantry staples and fresh produce. Through 6 mobile pantry events and 83 Nourishing Our Neighborhoods vans, they will support 89 nonprofit partners across the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. These events will directly benefit 4,200 households and provide essential food items for families facing food insecurity. Whole Foods Market's Nourishing Our Neighborhoods program, launched in 2020, aims to support community-based food rescue organizations. In addition to the pantry events, Stuff the Van events will help stock vans with donated products for those in need. South Shore Food Bank, a recipient of the program, serves various towns in the South Shore area of Massachusetts. For more information, visit the South Shore Food Bank's website or contact them directly. Floatorama awards $150,000 in grants through nonprofits LGBTQ Youth Fund. Floatorama will award $150,000 in grants through the nonprofits LGBTQ Youth Fund to 12 South Florida LGBTQ youth-serving organizations. The grants will support critical services for LGBTQ youth in the area. The awards party will take place on October 23rd at Hunter's Wilton Manors, hosted by Alex Miranda. With Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino as presenting partner, the event will feature entertainment and performances. Floatorama, an all-volunteer nonprofit, aims to uplift LGBTQ+ youth in South Florida through fundraising events. The organization has awarded over $400,000 in grants since its founding. Have fundo good.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.